left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
Picture perfect memories scattered all around the floor. Reaching for the phone cause I can't fight it anymore. And I wonder if I ever cross your for me, it happens all the time. It's a quarter after one. I'm all alone and I need you now. Said I wouldn't call, but I lost all control and I need you now. And I don't know how.
Hi, everyone. This is Coley. I'm from Block Talk Radio, and today's guest, we are having the wonderful Robert Palmer Watkins on, and he should be here shortly, and it will be a very amazing interview, like always. And let's see if he's here yet, folks. So yes, we have him on today, and 8:04. Yeah, daytime after dog presents Robert Palmer Watkins to the show. You know him as the hunky, sexy, handsome, Dylan on Zenner Hospital. Here it goes.
Hi, how's it going?
Hi, Palmer. Is it Palmer or Robert? Because it's both. I've seen it both on Facebook and Twitter. So I wanted to
Robert. My full name is Robert Palmer Watkins, but I go by Robert. Robert's fine.
Okay, well, you, ever since you got on the general hospital scene, all women in America have fallen in love with you. And I don't know if you are aware of that, because it's true. And, yeah, everyone loves it, and, you know, it's nice, and... Now, what has been your favorite thing about being on Zenner Hospital so far?
Thank you for the compliment, by the way. I appreciate that.
Oh, no problem.
The fans have all been very accepting of me coming onto the show and, you know, being a recast. And I do feel the love and the support, and I really, really appreciate all that. So thank you. The best thing about being on General Hospital so far, let's see, gosh, there's so many great things. I mean, to be honest, being a working actor and knowing that I get to go do what I love, you know, consistently for the next 4 years and getting paid for it and not having to have multiple day jobs and going to, you know, before I booked General Hospital, I was working at a bar and I was working valet and I was dog walking and I was, you know, in and out of apartments and living out of my car and all kinds of different things. So just to have a job that's so awesome and it's actually airing on TV and has such a great fan base and to be a part of that that's got to be the greatest thing. You know, it's been the best feeling. And I can't believe it's already been, I've been on the show now for almost a year, which is crazy.
Yeah, you have.
It's flown by. So, you know, when I first signed on, I thought, wow, 4 years, that's a long contract, you know, like, I wonder how it's going to go. And honestly, we've already done almost a year and I feel like I just started last week. So I think that means I'm having fun, right? They say,
you know, you're all having fun, and you know, it shows on screen, and you know, I'm torn for you, cause I do like you and Valerie together, but I was also a big Dylan and Lulu fan way back. So you have me torn every day about who you should be with and everything.
I know. It gets, everybody always asks that. They say, who do you think you're going to end up with, or who do you want to be paired with? And to be honest, it's hard to answer that because, you know, everybody's so great on the show. And at first it kind of seemed like I was going to be paired with Lulu, and then it kind of seemed like I was going to be paired with Valerie. And now it looks like I could possibly even be paired with Maxie. So I'm not really sure what's going to happen, to be honest. I have no idea. We get our scripts a week in advance. So as far as the future storylines, I'm just as clueless as the rest of you, you know?
That is good that you're clueless,
yeah,
and then you cannot give anything away. And then you cannot get fired for not giving anything away because you honestly do not know.
That's true. That's a good point.
But you seen with Zane Elliott is one of the best ever I've seen. And
which scenes are you referring to?
All of them. Every scene with Zane Elliott, your mom, Tracy, amazing. You guys have this cute mother-son relationship, and Tracy kind of could drive Dylan over the edge, but everyone just loves it, and you know, and your relationship with your father, Paul. Do not trust your father. Do not trust him. Tell Dylan not to trust him. He's up to no good.
I know. It's going to be scary. It's going to be crazy when Dylan finds out, you know. I don't know when that's going to happen either, but when he finds out that some of his dad's other priorities, I think it's going to be an interesting fight. But, man, they go head-to-head, don't they?
Yeah, and which is really good. And I wish you would have, like, a scene or two with Sonny. I would love Dylan and Sonny talking. Because when it was played by Scott Clifton, you know, Scott worked with everyone. But what I was amazed with you was, you know, your first day on there, first couple of days, you had a scene with Anthony Geary. Now, a lot of new people cannot say that. And you got, you drove right into it. And I was jealous of you. Like, he gets a book with Luke. How was that?
It was amazing. I've got to be honest, I did not grow up watching soaps myself, so I was a little naive to how iconic Anthony Geary and Jane Elliott were. I knew of them, but as soon as I talked to my mom, when I went on set my first day, I called my mom, and she said, oh my God, you have scenes with, you know, Anthony Geary and Jane Elliott. Those are like soap legends, you know. She told me all about Luke and Laura, and then obviously I did all my research, and I've talked to the writers, and I went back and watched old episodes, and I had to catch up on everything, but I mean, it was just so, so overwhelming and exciting, but I am kind of glad that I didn't have Anthony Geary hyped up in my head to be this huge, famous soap star, because I think I would have been more nervous if I knew all of that. The first day,
I think you would have too.
Yeah, I didn't really know how huge it was that I was getting to work with him the very first day. So it was actually kind of a good thing because, you know, I wasn't all in my head and stressed out about, oh my gosh, I need to impress them. And oh, you know what I mean? I was just more focused on the work and my lines and my character. But then soon after, like I said, I realized how amazing that was. And I look back on that and I'm like, gosh, I got to be one of the luckiest young actors in Hollywood to book a job as big as I did on a soap that's been on for over 50 years, and for my first scenes to be with two people that are just so legendary and iconic and respected in the industry. I mean, it was just, it's been amazing.
Well, yeah, and and I'm hoping, if you guys do the Lucid Ball again, I'm hoping, you will get a perform because, you got to perform last year, right? Or no? For the Lucid Ball.
No, I actually came on. I came onto the show right after the Nurses Ball had happened, about a month or so after. So I missed the Nurses Ball last year. But, yes, this year I'm pretty positive they're going to put me in there some way, shape, or form, whether it's singing. You know, I'm a singer, so I'll probably sing. Or, if they want me in the Magic Milo number. I'm not sure how I'll be in the Nurses Ball, but I have a feeling they're going to throw me in there somehow. So I look forward to it.
Well, yeah, and I want you in the Magic Milo number. If I have to pick for you, I will want you in the Magic Milo number just for me being selfish. And you and Valerie, could do a number. Oh, you and
cool,
Lulu
yeah.
could do a number.
That would be very cool.
Yeah, and a lot of people have said, do not break up Nathan and Maxie, because people can
right.
see you chemistry with Kristen Stones. And so just for you got brought into, two different couples that had a strong fan base, and I feel sorry for you over that because, it would be hard.
Yeah, here's the thing. Everybody is always saying, "Don't do this and don't break up that." And it's funny because the actors have no control over where the storyline goes.
Exactly.
So it is very funny that I'll see on Twitter sometimes the fans will get personally mad at an actor for what their character does, and we don't have any say in where the story goes. If the writers want me to end up with Maxie, I'm going to end up with Maxie. If they want me to be with Lulu, that's who I'm going to be with. So I will say that I get it. I totally understand. Maxie and Nathan are a fan favorite couple, and I think they've got a great dynamic there. But at the same time, this is a soap opera we're watching, right? So it's only interesting, and the show only keeps going if drama happens and if conflict occurs and if characters are broken up and then get back together and somebody intervenes in a relationship. So stuff like that kind of has to happen for the story to keep going. But as of this point, just to calm everybody down, I don't think Dylan and Maxie are getting together yet. If they do get together, I think it'll be in the future. So, but like I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. That's what's so crazy about it is I don't even know where the story's going to go.
Well, yeah, and that's really good. And we better take calls because Blog Talk messed up the time for the show today, only giving me only 15 minutes. But we can go over time. Yeah, but I want to get you to the fans' questions. And, I love that video you did online. It was so good.
Thank you. Which, Bieber one, the Justin Bieber one?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Or the Good For You?
Both of them. I love it.
Thank you so much. I thought it was really good. Thank you. Music has been a big part of my life, and now that I am on a show and I'm a working actor and I don't have to work all these extra jobs on the side, I've got more free time to kind of pursue everything else that I love. And I love music just as much as I love acting. So I'm hoping I keep going with music as well, and maybe one day make an album or, something. We'll see where it leads. But yeah, I thank you everybody and all the fans for the support on the music videos and sharing it and tweeting about it because. I love doing those for you guys, so thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay, we are gonna take some calls. 201, you're on the air.
Hi.
Who is this?
This is Emma from New Jersey.
Oh, hi,
Emma. How's it going? I know you. How are you?
I'm good. I just got out of class, so I'm about to do a little work. But I have a question since we're told to ask questions. Are there any similarities between you and Dylan?
There are a lot of similarities between me and Dylan, actually. You know, Dylan's character is an artist. He moved away from Port Charles to pursue a dream, to pursue his career in film and being a director and screenwriter. And that couldn't be more similar to my life. He was in L.A. for actually even the same amount of time that I was in L.A. before I booked General Hospital. He was in L.A. for 7 years, 7 to 8 years, before he came back to Port Charles. And in L.A. for 7 to 8 years pursuing acting as an artist. So that right there, just our drive to be in the entertainment industry is very similar. I also think that I'd like to say that I think Dylan has a pretty sharp wit and is pretty sarcastic and can be kind of funny. I'd like to say that I have that in my life as well, but I don't want to pat myself on the back too much.
I think you do.
Thank you. I think our sense of humors are pretty similar. And I'll say that we're also similar because I think that he really does care about the people that he loves, and he gets protective of them, and he really stands up for them. You know, he's not he's not too aggressive. He doesn't try to start a fight or go out of his way to, start a fight with anybody. But I think that as soon as somebody crosses a line or disrespects somebody that he cares about or loves, he will stand up for them, and he will, you know, step in. And I think that I'm similar in that way. So yeah, I think those are our similarities. Our differences, I don't know. We are pretty similar. I mean, differences is he's pursuing directing, whereas in my personal life, I was pursuing acting. He comes from a ton of money. Robert, myself, I come from a middle class, very, very decently well-off family, but nowhere near the Quartermains. I mean, the Quartermains have so much money, it's ridiculous. I think we have more similarities than differences, to be honest, which is why it's so cool that I get to play this character, because it just all makes sense. You know, every time I read the scenes, I'm like, God, I would totally say that. So it's kind of cool.
Definitely. I totally agree.
Are you going to come to any of the events anytime soon?
Yeah, I'll message you. I have some good news.
You're coming to the one in New Jersey now?
Yeah.
Nice. I was hoping you'd be able to make it. That's awesome.
Definitely. I just want to make sure that we get to hang out and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'll remember you. Come up. I actually just got one of your cards, I think. I think I just sent you a headshot.
Oh, really?
Yesterday I opened a bunch of fan mail, and I your card was one of the cards I got. So you sent me a picture.
Yeah, boss.
Yeah, thank you so much for that. I replied, and I sent you back a headshot, and I signed it. So hope you get that soon. It's good to hear from you. I'll see you in April.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, right, thanks.
Bye, Emma.
For calling you. Bye-bye.
You. Bye.
No problem.
All right.
910, you're on the air.
This is Bobby.
Hey, Bobby.
Hello. Bobby,
hey,
how's it going?
It's great to talk to you finally, man, because I know when you're back in, because you're from North Carolina, I'm from North Carolina, I'm from Fayetteville, and you have lived in Fulton.
Hello, Bobby, I can't understand anything you're saying, Bobby. Are you on speakerphone or something?
I'm sorry, I'm on YouTube. I can put you on the other call from there.
No worries.
Okay.
I might have,
I'm sorry about that. But like I was saying, I was in I'm from Fayetteville, and you have lived all over North Carolina, in Salisbury, Greensboro, Winston-Salem, Raleigh-Durham for a long time, too. And I'm surprised we didn't cross paths back in November when I went up there for a Carolina football game, because I know you was in town for the holidays and stuff like that. So I'm kind of missing
you. Yeah. That's so cool, man. I actually just got a card from you, too, and I think I sent you a letter yesterday as well.
Cool. And probably, listen, when I get the letter, I'm going to send you it back, and I'm about to send, even though it's kind of late, Valentine's Day cards to the Haley, Sunshine Haley, Aaron, and Haley Paws that played Molly, and also to Rebecca Budding, and maybe I'll get a chance maybe to just send you a letter on the side, because even though I don't watch the show that much because I'm at work, and even though our cable system has it on demand, I don't care to watch through the commercials and without
right.
fast-forwarding it to just get to a Dylan scene or anything like that.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope you start watching it again, but I appreciate
you're
the support
awesome
either
actor.
Way.
I'm fine. And you are an awesome actor, and I just want to say, even though I'm probably going to take Scott over you as being the better Dylan, but since Scott's doing his thing on Bold and Beautiful, I think you got a chance to follow that up. And I'm a little bit disappointed you did not make the pre-Emmy noms, because I think to see you on that list would definitely make up for all time for the Scott Clipton and Dylan fans out there, because Scott wasn't on the list. But,
well, thank
but
you, Bobby. I really appreciate all of those nice things you said. Thank you so much.
Yeah, but it's always next year. And listen, I'm going to get off the phone right now and go back to work, because my boss might be asking more questions to him, might fire me on the spot. But listen,
we don't want
it was great talking
to
you, and I'll fire you off. I am later on tonight to tell you thank you.
All right. Well, thank you, Bobby. Have a good day at work.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'll call you later, Carly. I'll call you tomorrow,
okay,
Carly.
Yeah. Thanks, Bobby. Bye, sweetie.
Bye.
Okay.
That was very nice.
Oh, yeah. Bobby and Doe, just so you know. Block calling. You on there? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you on there?
Hi, my name is Christy.
Hey, Christy.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. You know me as Judy Magic on Twitter. Actually,
How you doing?
Great. I was actually saying you're doing a great job as Dylan. I think you're the best Dylan that has been on General Hospital, so props to you for doing a great job.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And I'm looking forward to coming to the General Hospital event for the Country Jamboree. Dancing.
Oh, you're coming to that. Nice.
Yes.
That is going to be a lot of fun. Right now it's myself, Ryan Carnes, Haley Aaron, and Brittany Sarpy. We've got our own little event separate from the big soap event that's happening that weekend, right?
Yes,
last year
I was too tired to go to the one that was impromptu right after the, I think it was the cocktail hour one. And
yeah.
So I was hoping that, you know, it would be something fun and not sitting around and we're actually getting, you know, into it physical and just, you know, mingling
and
having
fun. I think this will be good because we'll actually have like a little party and it's not confirmed yet, so I don't want to get everybody too excited, but I think we're going to try to do some type of performance where I sing and maybe Ryan Carnes plays the drums or something, and, you know, it'll be a good time. We'll have some drinks, we'll dance a little, and, yeah, I mean, I think that's more fun when there's an activity going on rather than just sitting around and asking questions, you know what I mean? So,
exactly.
I mean, we'll do that too, obviously, if you want to ask questions, of course, but, yeah, I'm really excited about that. It's going to be a great time, because last year, I had just come on the show when we did that event in L.A.,
right.
So not a lot of people really knew me yet, but now I have been on for over a year, so it'll be good to kind of see all the fans and finally meet everybody that I've in person that I've been talking to on Twitter and Instagram. And
exactly.
Thank you for getting your tickets, and I can't wait to actually meet you in person.
Yeah, we met last year.
I know, but at that point, I didn't even probably recognize your Twitter name. Now I'm actually going to know you, you know?
Yeah, actually you did. That was
did
in cast. Yeah, you said, oh, I know you from Twitter. That's the first thing that came out of your mouth. I walked up.
Oh, I must have recognized you, huh? That's funny. That's so funny. Well, yeah, sometimes I do recognize you guys because if you have your face and your little picture on Twitter and you comment a lot, which you're a supporter, so that's why I recognized your Twitter name when you said it. Then I usually do recognize it. Sometimes I forget, but it gets hard to keep everybody in my head. But I do remember. I do know your Twitter name. So thank you so much,
thank
and I'm excited to see you this summer.
Me too. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for calling in. I will put you back on hold.
Okay.
See you, Christy.
Bye.
Okay, Christy, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, okay, thanks. I'm going to put you on hold.
All right.
804, you on the air?
Hello?
Hi, you on the air with us? Who's
Hi.
This?
My name is Tamara. I don't know, you probably remember me from Facebook. I'm from Vancouver.
Tamara, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
What do you mean I probably remember you? Of course I know who you are. Tamara's one of the biggest fans. She comments on everything, and she's great. And I actually just got, finally got your letter with your little candies you sent me. And I also replied
Thank
to you,
you
yesterday and sent you a headshot as well. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to hear your voice.
Thank you. Yes, I wanted to call. This is just like a dream come true, like a mine. Like, I know, like, I'm seriously waiting for you to come to Vancouver, and I think I'm seriously going to cry.
Oh, that means so much to me. Thank you. I would love to come to Canada one day. I hope that that can happen. I'm sure it will. Coastal Events, that does all the Soap Fantasy events, they fly us to a lot of different places, and I think they do go to Canada. I think they've been before, so I'll try to get in on the next
one. Well, Days of Our Lives has been here, but none from General Hospital.
Really? That's crazy. I'll talk
yeah.
to I'll talk to the event people and see if we can work something out this coming year.
Okay, thank you. That would be amazing.
Yeah. So you enjoying the show?
Yeah, I love the show. I love you on it. You're like the best villain ever on the show. I like Scott Sefton too, but I think you're a good villain.
Thank you. Yeah, Scott's amazing, and he paved the way for Dylan, and I'm just grateful that I can step in and I'm trying to keep some of the qualities he brought to the character while also making the character my own. And I think it's good because, you know, it's been 8 years since he was on the show, so I can kind of bring Dylan back and I can kind of reinvent him a little bit because he's older now. So he would be more mature and he'd be a little bit different than the way Scott Clifton played him. So, and Scott Clifton's doing great. He's on Bold and Beautiful, so it works out for everybody, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Plus, he was really young on GH, too, so.
Yeah, he was young. That was, I mean, he was probably, maybe his teens or early 20s,
yeah.
I think. So, I'm just glad. I'm just so happy that, you know, I'm happy that he's on Bold and Beautiful and so that they had to recast his character because otherwise I wouldn't have a job. So, yeah, it's been awesome. I will
work
on trying to get
it. Sorry, I did want to say something about the nurse's ball. I really do hope you sing because you have a really amazing voice.
Thank you. I think I'm going to. I'm pushing for it, and the producers approached me about it and asked me about it a couple weeks ago. So it's not confirmed yet. We don't have a concrete plan, but it's looking like it's very possible. So let's just think positively about it. I'm gonna fight for it too. So I hope that can happen.
Okay.
But
and I love your
keep watching.
Video too.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah.
You've been
ever
awesome
since you did the cover, our radio station has been like overplaying the song like of Justin Bieber, "Love Yourself." It's crazy.
That's so cool. Yeah. Did you watch the Grammys? He performed it on the Grammys.
Oh yeah, yeah. I loved Gaga, I loved Justin Bieber's, I loved Kendrick Lamar's, I loved everything about it.
Yeah, they were great. Those were probably some of my favorites, too. Well, thank
I don't
you
know
for
if you noticed
in.
On Twitter, I sent you a lot of comments.
Oh, yeah, no, I get your stuff. You're very supportive. I appreciate it all. Sorry I don't always reply. Sometimes, you know, I get busy and I'm replying to a lot of people, but I do see your comments, and they're very appreciated, so thank you. And thank you for calling in. I'll see you hopefully in Canada one of these events.
Yes, I'm hoping it can happen.
All right. Good to talk to you.
Awesome.
You too.
I will put you back on hold. Thanks for calling in, and you're welcome
thank
to call
you.
In anytime. Thank you. And
Thanks.
Our last call is Tony. Hey, Tony.
No, am I the new co-host guy?
Yes, you're the new co-host guy.
Rob, how you doing? Tony Singing Eagle here. Hello?
Oh, my gosh.
Did I just chase him away?
Oh, no. There's no way he can. Oh, my gosh. I think I'm going to.
It's exactly 12:30. Could they have cut you off?
No, I think. Okay.
Are we still on the air?
We are still on the air.
Oh, okay.
But Rob disappeared off our Swiss boat.
Okay. Are you peeing? Are you DMing him?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can too if you want.
Gosh, I hope I didn't chase him away. That would like give me nightmares.
Oh my God. Okay.
If he was on a cell phone, he could have just lost transmission.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. And oh no. Okay. Will you?
Well, I can fill if you need me to.
What?
Yeah, I can fill time if you need me to, but...
The crazy thing is we can get Rob back because it's, you know, we went off air, and I want to get word to him and apologize that it was Rob talked
about. Okay, I'm DMing him also just to double back.
Okay. I can't believe you did that to me. Okay, there's nothing we can do about it.
Well, I don't want to step on your. We are still on the air. Is that correct?
We're still
transmitting. Okay.
Yeah, but there's no way he can call back because we are off the air on that part. But calls cannot call in after the 15 mark because
That's what you were talking about. The 15 mark is getting callers in.
Yeah, Blog Talk up, and I know I made it for 90 minutes, and Blog Talk, okay, yeah. Okay, well.
Do you have his number?
I'm talking to him on Facebook.
Okay. Yeah, I just did also. Just said we lost him. Well, this is interesting.
Oh, wait. Hold on.
Okay, I'll be quiet.
No.
Uh-oh.
Hello?
I hear a dial tone. Uh-oh.
Hello?
Robert just did. He said, so sorry I got cut off, tried calling back, but it wouldn't work. He just contacted me personally.
Okay.
So he got cut off somehow, and he can't get back in.
Okay, yeah. He told me no words. It was awesome, so I will come back.
Okay. Yeah, he's still communicating.
So, yeah, everyone, I'm sorry about this. I think Blog Talk was being a little crazy because I usually never have a – No, I usually don't have a 12 o'clock show usually. So
yeah.
I think that's... okay, so... okay, everyone, we are going to end the show for today. But Robert just told me he will be back on the show. And he will be back on the show in a month or two. Possibly around the new... what?
He told me that also, so that's good to look forward to, so he can come back.
Yeah, yeah, and again, I am sorry. I feel so bad right now. But it wasn't on my end, everyone. It was on Blog Talk's end. So have a great Wednesday, everyone. And we will see you tomorrow at 6 o'clock with Jessica Morris. And I really hope nothing goes crazy there. So, yeah, have a good Wednesday, everyone. Thanks for everyone for calling in, and we will be back on tomorrow. Thanks, Tony.
Thank you, Carly. You are the consummate professional as always.
Okay. Thank you. I will talk to you soon.
Okay. Ending transmission.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye, guys.